or 9 years. Now you still got the 62 left, right? Until Messiah the Prince. All right? After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. Now we know that the time sequence goes to the death of Christ. Just to show you, I remember what I put up here. To the death of Christ and not the birth. Now, if people are fighting over which edict, and you count up 7 plus 62 weeks or 483 years, and it comes to 33 A.D., you got the pyramid to support you. The pyramid doesn't interpret Scripture, but if the Scripture says from a certain edict, and history reveals 3 similar edicts, and archaeology debates a year or so on either side, and the pyramid concretely nails down the death and resurrection of Christ at 33 A.D., you have some weight going backwards 483 years to that date. Now, since the subject, there are all kinds of calculations in regard to this, but who is the object of the prophecy? Or the subject of fulfillment? Jew and Jerusalem. Therefore, you had better calculate the years for the Jewish calendar. Most of the errors in regard to which edict and which year is which come about by applying the calendar we use today instead of counting up 30-day months on the lunar calendar established by the Jew, the calendar of the Old Testament. You can figure how many days. And when I return to it briefly, though I preached, if you check your tape catalogs, a full message on it, exactly to the day, you can calculate the 69 weeks from the edict to 33 A.D. That's pretty good. And as you've rewritten your verses, you can sort it out. 49 years to build the wall and the streets, 62 weeks of years. After that shall Messiah be cut off, and look how accurate it is, but not for himself. Why was Messiah cut off? For us, for the sins of the world. Not for himself, he was cut off as the kinsman redeemer, bearing the sin. Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And you know what the historicists say? Can I keep going slow? You know what the historicists say? They rewrite. All I'm changing is the punctuation. They have to rewrite the whole verse. The historicists say that the people of the prince... The prince, that phrase, the prince, is Messiah. Let us analyze that. The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city, Jerusalem, and the sanctuary. Can you see that happening by Jesus? He kills Antichrist and his crowd. And the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he, who? That prince. Circle it. The prince that shall come. In verse 27. He equals Antichrist. I'm telling you, the prince that shall come is Antichrist. And he shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Isn't that interesting? We had 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and now we got 1 week. During the first 7 weeks, the city's rebuilt. After 62 weeks more, Messiah is cut off, not for himself. And the prince that shall come, Antichrist, shall make a covenant for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, that means in the midst of this 70th week, 3.5 years in, 42 months in, how many times in the book of Revelation do we find 3.5 years, 42 months, a division point in the Great Tribulation? That's what is referred to here. This Antichrist shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. I'm going to tell you, as we link it to the book of Revelation and other passages, he will come up with a peace plan for the Middle East. And the Jews will ink that peace plan. And in the middle of the week, 3.5 years in, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Under the peace plan, they will rebuild the third temple. They will restore sacrificial worship again. And in the middle of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations ye shall make it desolate even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now we know that the city and the walls were built in the 49-year period. We know that 62 weeks added on to that, 434 years, bring us to the day, if you use 30 months, Jewish lunar month calendars, to the very day in 33 A.D. that Christ is crucified. Therefore, there's only 1 week left. And a prince that shall come, in Daniel's day referenced, shall enter into a covenant for 7 years, and in the middle of the week, he will break that covenant and turn on the Jew and reveal his true color. Now, the historians say this already happened. That week is done, gone. Where's the control verse? God took 483 years to build the city and restore the walls and to bring forth Messiah and cut him off. He's going to do all the rest of this in 1 week, in 7 years. The control verse is clear. He hasn't yet made an end of sins, has he? He hasn't made everlasting righteousness come in. He hasn't sealed up the transgression. That, therefore, is yet to come. It is therefore, and other scripture will support it clearly in Revelation, it is therefore safe to deduce that the gap didn't occur at the end of the 7 years, though there was a break there. The gap instead occurred at the end of the 62nd period, or the 69th week, and the 7th week is yet to come, will not come, until that kingdom is restored. That is another prophecy of Daniel, the 10-toed kingdom, and it is given over to a man that rises out of the Seleucid kingdom, into whom the beast will go out of the bottomless pit that was the demon that possessed Alexander the Great, and he will take possession, having it given to him of the ten-toed or ten-horned kingdom, and in the middle of the week will reveal his true colors as he becomes possessed of that beast out of the pit, and will suddenly reveal himself as the eighth kingdom of the book of Revelation, and then God's wrath will be poured out, and that book of Revelation in all of its terror begins to unfold, but the saints must go. Other passages in the New Testament say this 70th week cannot start because Antichrist is the prince until the restraining force be taken out of the way, and that's the church, and we're still here. Now, furthermore, Daniel is speaking the prophecy to thy people and to thy city. Paul spends three chapters in the book of Romans, 9, 10, and 11, concerning the wild olive branch that's been grafted onto the trunk of the old tree. And he warns the church that's the wild olive branch, that if God could graft a wild olive branch on, how much more he can reinstate the natural branch. During the gap period, there must be the time span of the wild olive branch, where God turns from the Jew, remembering his promise, but turns from the Jew, and gives his attention to grafting on the wild olive branch, which is the church, the body of Christ. And the wrath of God fell on Christ, and those who accept him as their Messiah will be lifted up in order that the wrath of God not fall on the body of Christ twice before the tribulation, the great tribulation, comes. The gap period between the cutting off of Messiah, not for his own sake, and the coming of the prince that shall come is the period that allows God to fulfill his prophecies to the church. Furthermore, most historicists fail to recognize that God in Leviticus had decreed 2,520-year punishment periods for his children that he sent into the promised land. And the period of 2,520 years had to run before the lost house of Israel could be rediscovered and realize its inheritance. God had other clocks ticking besides the clock of the Jew. And in order that those clocks might tick and he make everything come out right in the full unfolding of his word, to which he is always faithful, he had to pull the events in the 70th week apart from those that preceded and put the gap here, as he put the gap in Luke 24 as he interpreted Isaiah, between that which was happening this day and that day of vengeance yet to come. By pulling the gap, God can start anytime he wants the ticking of the 70th week. But when he starts the ticking of the 70th week, he has returned again to the old olive branch, the wild olive branch grafted on, is lifted up, and as long as the church is here, the restraining force is keeping Antichrist from being revealed. When that time comes to start the 70th week, we will be caught away and be gone. And in the arena of this world for 7 years, God will pour out his wrath. And midway in that week, Satan will be bound approximately in the middle, ruled out of the heavenlies where he still goes to accuse, limited to this earth, and the wrath of God will drive his chosen ones that fail to recognize the prince Messiah and instead have accepted the Prince Antichrist, they will learn to recognize him whom they have pierced. And at the end of the 70th week, he will come with the day of vengeance to fulfill the second half of Isaiah quoted in Luke 4. He will come to execute vengeance and judgment. And at that point, we'll usher in the millennium and seal up sin and seal up the transgressor. And for 1,000 years, we'll rule and reign with him throughout the millennium. And after that, he will build and recreate new heaven and new earth. Without the gap, you can't understand it. I hope this helps you. I can pick up here now and move on. I'll see you tonight. Be looking for me about 7 o'clock, please. We need to start early. You that want to catch the bus to El Segundo, line up outside. Remember, Beverly Theater next Sunday. And everybody's going to be there except those that didn't hold their hand up, and they're going to be locked in this building as I leave. Good day.